The King of Romance by Hangyul God, read by Blue Dreaming. It is on a cold winter morning that Shinwon comes to the realization that, oh my god, Hyotaekhyung and I are dating. It has been a thing for a while now, but it takes a bleary look at his lock screen, a slightly blurry selfie where Hyotaek is beaming at the camera as he leans on Shinwon's shoulder, for Shinwon to realize that it's a real, actual thing. Hyotaek is no longer just his close Hyung, who he shares a career with, no longer just the leader of the idol group he had been a part of for so long, no longer just his best friend. Apart from being all that, Hyotaek is his boyfriend, and that alone sends Shinwon into deep emotional turmoil. Hyotaek is no longer just his close Hyung, who he shares a career with, no longer just the leader of the idol group he had been a part of for so long, no longer just his best friend. Apart from being all that, Hyotaek is his boyfriend, and that alone sends Shinwon into deep emotional turmoil. Now, don't get him wrong. Shinwon loves Hyotaek with his entire being, and he is almost 100% certain that the older man feels the same. It's just that, for way too long, they have never talked about what they were, and Shinwon was comfortable with Hyotaek being his favorite Hyung, who he occasionally snuck too long glances at and felt not entirely platonic emotions for. But things had happened, and now Hyotaek is his, finally, and Shinwon begins to overthink whether he is being a good boyfriend to him. In the long, long years Shinwon had known Hyotaek, it had always been the elder who initiated things. After all, the man was a natural-born leader. He knew how to lead without being overpowering, and he knew how to compel people into listening. Shinwon had never had a second thought when it came to following Hyotaek. He would jump off a cliff if the man had asked him to. Not that he would in the first place. Hyotaek was always sweet and reasonable. It was Hyotaek who made the first move. Hyotaek who first reached out to hold Shinwon's hand in a boyfriend way, because God knows how long they've been holding hands and pretending that it was only for the cameras. Hyotaek who first leaned in to kiss him. Hyotaek who had come up to Shinwon and asked plainly if he wanted to be his boyfriend. And Shinwon had just kind of let it happen, because that was everything he ever wanted. And Hyotaek was just being bold for the sake of both of them. It works, because now Shinwon has a boyfriend who he loves, and he has never been happier. But Shinwon doesn't know if anything is different after they started officially dating. Now that Hyotaek is in the military, they no longer spend sleepless nights in Hyotaek's studio as much as they used to, but they still hang out whenever they can. They still live together, too, so if you ask Shinwon what was different with dating Hyotaek and not dating Hyotaek, he would answer frankly with, nothing much, really. He remembers the night when they finally got together. It was in, of course, Hyotaek's studio. The lights were off, and Hyotaek was working on some random song while Shinwon sat in the back, having just gotten back from the radio show. Then Hyotaek had turned around and asked, completely casually, Shinwon-a, do you want to be my boyfriend? Shinwon recalls blinking dumbly, then nodding. He remembers saying quietly, yeah, I would like that, Hyung. Then Hyotaek beamed up at him and gave him a pat on the knee, then turned back around to work on his song. It was a Friday, so Hyotaek didn't have work the next day. When they left, Hyotaek reached out and held Shinwon's hand like it was the most natural thing ever, and Shinwon had held his hand back, just slightly surprised. Nothing changes after that. Sure, they do couple things sometimes, and Hyotaek has kind of moved into Shinwon's room. But Shinwon still feels like he is not doing enough to show Hyotaek that he is in this as much as the older is. Hyotaek looks at him like he is his entire world, and Shinwon doesn't know if he also looks at the older man in a way that lets him know he feels the same. Maybe it's because he doesn't really see a drastic difference between being Hyotaek's boyfriend and being Hyotaek's close dongsaeng. Here's the thing. Shinwon doesn't know much about love. He has watched a lot of rom-coms and dramas where the protagonists fall in love and live happily ever after. And when he looks at the people on TV, and then him and Hyotaek, it's completely different. The boyfriends on TV would give their lover surprises and shower them with affection. But Shinwon doesn't really do that. In fact, he had never thought of doing so. Fuck, maybe he truly is a shitty boyfriend to Hyotaek. Shinwon knows that Hyotaek loves him. He knows that by the way Hyotaek smiles up at him, and it's like there's no one else he would rather be looking at. By the way he would buy him thoughtful presents for his birthday. By the way he would insist on paying for their meals and the nights they would have dinner together, no matter how expensive the bill is. He knows that Hyotaek loves him when the older man curls a hand around Shinwon's arm, slots his fingers in between Shinwon's, and fits right into Shinwon's arms. Shinwon wonders if Hertek knows that he loves him too. It is a weekday, and Shinwon miraculously doesn't have a morning schedule, so he wakes up alone. When he sits on the bed, though, he spots a single memo sheet on the bedside table and picks it up. It's filled with Hertek's messy scrawl that he recognizes immediately, and it reads, "Have a good day today too," with cute doodles of the characters he'd come up with. Shinwon feels a faint ache in the hollow of his chest. He takes a look at the memo, then at the selfie of him and Hertek on his lock screen, then decides to himself that from today onwards, he is going to be the best boyfriend ever to Lee Hertek. The first step of Operation Good Boyfriend is to turn to Naver. There's nothing the internet can't help with. Shinwon types in how to be a good boyfriend and clicks search, not even embarrassed enough to turn on incognito, and scrolls through way too many overly corny articles on how to be a good lover. It's stupid, and Shinwon feels like he is 17 all over again, trying to find ways to confess to his crush. Only that he had never done that. When he was 17, he was trying to move to Seoul to start a modeling career, and love had never been something he was actively looking for. Not before he had met Hertek. The article he is reading tells him to be spontaneous. Apparently, a good boyfriend would suddenly show up with presents and take his lover on spontaneous dates. Shinwon tugs his blanket closer and thinks, maybe that will do. He starts to think about what gifts Hertek would like. When he gave the older man the new Galaxy Watch for his birthday, Hertek had liked it so much that he wore it everywhere and showed it off to everyone. He still does that now, in fact, bragging to everyone, that Shinwon bought me a smartwatch, do you want to see it? Even if it's been almost half a year since his birthday. But Hertek probably doesn't need another smartwatch, and Shinwon doesn't think that a gift repeater is a good boyfriend. So he thinks again, this time about how he had given Hertek one of his old shirts that he didn't wear anymore. Hertek had always talked about how much he'd like to own that shirt, so Shinwon had just given it to him, and the older man squealed happily at the sight of it. But what good boyfriend would give their lover a hand-me-down and call it a day? His head begins to hurt, just from thinking about what Hertek would like. He scrolls through their KakaoTalk conversation, pinned to the top of all his texts, and comes to one conclusion. Hertek doesn't really want a lot. For a self-proclaimed lover of shopping, there really isn't much that Hertek wants, material-wise. Shinwon scrolls all the way back to when Hertek had first enlisted, and finds no instance where Hertek explicitly mentions wanting to buy something. Way to make things easy, Hyung, he grumbles to himself as he shuts off the screen, heaving out a sigh. This is going to be hard. Oh, but there's one thing. When are you getting me your Charms t-shirt? Asks Hertek, arms crossed over his chest and lips curled into a pout. His tone hinges on a whine, but in the way that Shinwon knows that he is joking. But he reaches out to hold the older anyway, a way to appease him. I'm trying, Shinwon promises. I'll have to ask Charms, because I think they barely have any left, but I'll get you one when I can. Hertek hums, clearly satisfied as he leans further into Shinwon. When I finally get that shirt, we can match. It'll be our couple shirt. Shinwon laughs. Sounds great, Hyung. The idea pops up in his head, and it's almost as if the light bulb in his brain lights up almost immediately, and Shinwon lights up at the thought of a happy Hertek wearing the t-shirt, a wide grin on his face. He immediately goes to work and texts the nice staff from Charms to ask about the possibility of getting a t-shirt as soon as possible, only to receive an apologetic, "It's all out of stock, unfortunately. I apologize, Shinwon-chi." He deflates a little and searches in his brain the long list of people who might be able to help. The next person he turns to is Jinsu, his manager. Jinsu and him are the same age, and they've always gotten along, and he would probably help Shinwon out as much as he can. Instead of texting like he usually would have, he settles on giving his manager a call. Jinsu-ya, please tell me that the company still has one of my Charms t-shirts around. What? Jinsu replies, incredulous. Shinwon hears some sort of shifting on the other side, then, what do you need it for? Shinwon hesitates. It's no secret that he and Hertek are dating, but saying that I'm trying to be a good boyfriend and get Hertek Hyung a surprise gift just sounds pathetic. So he settles for I lost mine? You were wearing it yesterday, Jinsu reminds him, completely deadpan. Maybe try checking the laundry? No, wait, Shinwon admits defeat. Hui Hyung mentioned wanting one. Jinsu laughs. He sounds amused. You could have just said that, you know. I'll check. There's probably one if I look hard enough. You're a lifesaver, Shinwon says, and he means every word. Jinsu is going to get him the t-shirt, and Shinwon is going to give it to Hyotaek, and they will have yet another set of matching shirts, and he will be the best boyfriend ever. It's not that serious, Jinsu tells him. I'll text you. It is that serious, but Shinwon decides against saying that. Instead, he says, yeah, that sounds great. Thanks, Jinsu-ya. He spends the rest of the morning lazing around in bed, picturing how happy Hyotaek would be seeing the shirt, and how good the man would look in it. He receives a text from Jinsu just about lunchtime. Got you the shirt. It has Usagi's photo card, though. Hope that's okay. That is more than okay. Shinwon doesn't give a shit about the photo card. Sorry, Usagi. And he feels giddy when he texts Jinsu back and tells him that he would be at the company right away. Jinsu gives him a teasing look when he hands him the t-shirt, but Shinwon doesn't care. He's on top of the world. The best boyfriend ever. Operation Good Boyfriend. Accomplished. When Shinwon gives Hyotaek the t-shirt, though, he doesn't get the dramatic response he thought he would. He had it all plotted out in his head. He would hand Hyotaek the t-shirt, then Hyotaek would smile up at him, wide and bright, and declare, "Oh, Shinwon-a, you're the best." But when the t-shirt is finally in Hyotaek's possession, the response he gets is less than lukewarm. Hyotaek only responds with a hum, tells him to put it on the shelf with a small smile, and pats him on the cheek. "Don't you have a radio show to host, Shinwon-a? Why are you still around at the company?" Okay, to be fair, Shinwon does have a radio show to host, and he is running a bit late, and Jinsu is probably waiting for him downstairs in the parking lot, annoyed. And when he rushes into Hyotaek's studio, he doesn't say, "I got you a gift, Hyung, do you want to see it?" but instead says, "I got the shirt, where do you want me to put it?" Maybe it isn't entirely Hyotaek's fault. Still, it stings when Shinwon does a V-Live with Usagi and sees the shirt on the shelf, where he had initially put it. He manages to joke about it on camera, but inside he realizes that maybe his first attempt of Operation Good Boyfriend is a failure. A big, fat failure that taunts him in the shape of a Charms t-shirt with Usagi's photo card. Attempt 2 of Operation Good Boyfriend comes in the form of asking Hyotaek out on a date. A spontaneous one, like the article had said. Well, as spontaneous as planning every detail out in his head can get. Shinwon is going to go to Hyotaek after his radio schedule, tell him that they are going on a date, and they would get food in a Pojang Matcha and walk along the river. Romantic. Hyotaek is going to love it. The execution of the attempt, however, is less than ideal. When Shinwon gets back from his radio schedule, he is exhausted, and he wants nothing but to crawl into bed, and he is positive that anyone who takes a look at him could tell. But still, he corners Hyotaek in the living room, who of course is waiting up for him, so they could go to bed together. "Let's go on a date, Hyung." Hyotaek takes a long look at him. Way too long. It's not going to plan, where he would say yes immediately, and Shinwon would be a good boyfriend who would take his boyfriend out on spontaneous dates. Then Hyotaek says, "Now?" "Uh-huh." The older man studies him for another long while, and then he says gently, "Shinwon-a, it's 2 a.m. "And?" Shinwon says defiantly as he can, with his eyes threatening to slam shut, but his voice falters at the end. "I have work tomorrow, and I'd have to wake up at 7 for that. You just got back from your schedule, and you look like you're going to fall asleep any minute," Hyotaek says matter-of-factly. Shinwon purses his lips. "I want to go on a date with my boyfriend, though," he argues weakly. Hyotaek smiles up at him, gentle and fond. He reaches out to hold Shinwon's hand. "We'll go on a date on the weekend. How about that? When it's not 2 a.m., I don't have work the next day, and you are not dead on your feet." The younger man is about to argue that he's not dead on his feet, but a yawn escapes him when he's about to. Hyotaek gives him a look that reads, "I told you so." "Maybe he's right," Shinwon begrudgingly admits. When Shinwon doesn't say anything further, Hyotaek tugs on their linked hands. "Come on, let's go to bed, hmm?" "Okay, Hyung," Shinwon says. In his head, it sounds a lot like defeat. Behind Hyotaek, he deflates. So much for spontaneity. That night, before they go to sleep, Hyotaek presses his lips into the crook of Shinwon's neck and says, "I love you, Shinwon-a." Shinwon has to bite back, saying, "I know, Hyung, but do you know that I love you too?" and says, "I love you too, Hyung," instead. Hyotaek lets out a quiet hum at that. Maybe he does know, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. They do go on that date, just like how Hyotaek had promised. Shinwon takes Hyotaek to a Pojang Matcha, and they both order a serving of tteokbokki. Then they go on a walk along the river. It's daytime, so they don't get to hold hands, but still they have a good time. At one point, Shinwon takes a look at Hyotaek, who is looking at the river view, sunlight beating down on him, and it's almost as if he is glowing. Hyotaek turns around and beams at him, and the smile is brighter than the sun itself. He says, "The view is pretty, right?" Truth to be told, Shinwon had been looking more at Hyotek rather than at the view. But still he says, "Yeah, right, it's beautiful." Maybe he's referring to Hyotek, but the older man will never know. Hyotek smiles up at him again, reaches out to squeeze his hand. Maybe he does know. He says, "I'm enjoying my view now, too." Shinwon splutters. Hyotek is looking at him and him only, and there's no one else he is referring to other than Shinwon. It takes a second for him to retort, "That's so cheesy, Hyung." The older man only winks at him, completely nonchalant. He lets go of Shinwon's hand, shoves him at the shoulder, and takes off in the opposite direction, leaving Shinwon to chase after him from behind. When Shinwon finally catches up, he can't help but smile to himself so wide that his cheeks hurt. Operation Good Boyfriend, despite its previous failures, is still in action. Shinwon once again Naver searches how to be a good boyfriend and uses another article this time, given that the last one had caused him to fail miserably. This one tells him to be attentive and take good care of his lover. This isn't too hard, because he knows just the way to take good care of Hyotek. To show up at the studio when he knows the older man hasn't eaten with food. To drag him home whenever he's been stuck on a song for too long. He has been doing this since forever. One slight difficulty, though. Hyotek no longer spends as much time in the studio, thankfully. He still busies himself with songwriting and learning new things and whatnot. But miraculously, he has learned how to rest well. Maybe it doesn't need to be just when Hyotek is studying at the studio for too long. Shinwon can still show up when he knows that the older man is working hard. So when Shinwon gets the word that Hyotek is at the studio practicing guitar, he knows that it's now or never. Usually, when he brings food for Hyotek, it's just kimbap and hard-boiled eggs from the GS25 across the company. But this time he's going for something else, the small but famous restaurant a few blocks away with the tonkatsu that he knows Hyotek had been meaning to try. There's a long queue and it takes even longer for the food to arrive, but there's nothing Shinwon isn't willing to do for the older man. He arrives at the studio just around dinner time, a baggie with steaming hot rice and tonkatsu in his hands. Hyotek is fumbling with a guitar when Shinwon walks in, barely noticing his guest. "Hyung, look what I got you," Shinwon announces, and it startles the older man so much that he almost jumps in his seat. Hyotek greets him with a smile when he realizes that it's just Shinwon, gesturing for him to sit. "What's that?" Shinwon smiles wryly as a response. Hyotek squints at him, suspicious, before he goes to untie the bag. He gasps when he finally sees what's inside the bag. "Is that the tonkatsu from that place all over Instagram?" "I didn't know you were looking at Instagram, Hyung," Shinwon replies, nonchalant. Hyotek rolls his eyes, but there's a small smile on his lips as he digs it, humming happily. "So what's the occasion?" Hyotek asks after a while, holding out a piece of fried pork chop for Shinwon. The younger leans in to take the meat in between his teeth. "What do you mean?" "Well, you suddenly show up with takeout from a fancy place when you usually don't do that, so I assume something's up." "I just wanted to do something nice for my boyfriend. Isn't that allowed?" Hyotek laughs. He pats Shinwon's knee gently. "Of course that's allowed. It's just not like you, you know." "What do you mean by that?" Shinwon frowns, a little dismayed. Has Operation Good Boyfriend not been going well? What does Hyotek mean by it's just not like him? "What I mean," Hyotek says, after he swallows a mouthful of pork chop, "is that you don't usually do things like these. Not that I'm complaining, but..." "Well, maybe I like to do things like these now," Shinwon says, and it comes out as a little defensive. Hyotek gives him a disarming pat on the knee. "That's great. I'm not saying that I don't like it, Shinwon-a. It's just that it's different." "A good different?" Shinwon raises an eyebrow. "Of course," Hyotek says. He smiles a little, and the ends of his eyes crinkle. Shinwon smiles back, and maybe Hyotek does know that he loves him. He supposes that this attempt of Operation Good Boyfriend isn't that much of a failure. Even if his previous attempt of Operation Good Boyfriend had gone pretty well, Shinwon still thinks he can do better, this time by, at least, not turning to Naver for help. Instead, he chooses to ask a real-life person for help, and Yang Hong-seok seems to be the perfect guy to ask. "Hyung, how do you let Jin Ho-hyung know that you love him?" Shinwon asks one day when it is only the two of them in the dorm, a rare instance since the older man is always away now, either filming for his drama or working out at the gym. Hong-seok pauses, understandably confused. He scoops the last of his overnight oats into his mouth and asks, "I just do, I guess. Why?" "What do you mean that you just do?" Shinwon presses. "You and Jin Ho-hyung have been disgustingly in love since, like, forever." "I don't know, Shinwon-a," Hong-seok says, slowly, still confused. "I love Jin Ho-hyung a lot, so I tell him that, and he says it back. That's how he knows, and how I know that he loves me too." "Is it just that simple, though?" Shinwon wonders out loud. He has always believed that actions speak louder than words. Just because he tells Hertek that he loves him whenever the older man says it to him, doesn't mean that Hertek is convinced that he loves him too, right? It is if you let it be, Hong Sok tells him. He stands up to wash his Tupperware in the sink. Why are you asking, anyway?
I don't know, Shin Won shrugs. Sometimes I just wonder if Hertek Ki-hyung knows that I love him.
Hong Sok turns around slowly, wiping his wet hands on his jeans. He gives Shin Won a deadpan look.
Anyone with two eyes can tell that you love him, Shin Won.
Shin Won's eyebrows raise to his hairline.
Is that so?
Shin Won, you gave him your credit card so he could use it in the military. You understand his weird antics like no one else does, and you put up with them. You go to the studio at, like, 5 a.m. to listen to a song you just wrote. Everyone knows that you love him. Surely Hui-hyung knows that too.
Hertek Ki-hyung does not have weird antics, Shin Won immediately comes to Hertek's defense, but cowers when Hong Sok shoots him an exasperated look.
You're missing the point, Shin Won, he says. All I'm saying is that you're whipped for him and he's whipped for you. You two are literally dating. I don't know why you think Hui-hyung doesn't know that you love him.
I just want to be a good boyfriend to him, Shin Won says, raising his hands in defeat. I came to you for advice, Hyung, not to be attacked.
Hui-hyung doesn't need any grand gestures, Shin Won, Hong Sok tells him. He wipes his brow tiredly. I'm sure he already knows that you love him a stupid amount. But if you insist, I guess you can, like, cook for him or something. I don't know.
Shin Won perks up at the suggestion.
Should I do that?
Hong Sok shrugs.
Sometimes I cook for Jin Ho-hyung, and he's really happy. Maybe you can do that for Hui-hyung.
Sounds like a plan.
Shin Won clicks his tongue, excited. Hong Sok only regards him with tired eyes, but Shin Won ignores him for the sake of searching for easy recipes to follow. Here's another slight difficulty. Shin Won does not know how to cook. All he knows is cooking ramyun and tossing potatoes into the air fryer, and those require zero effort. He turns to neighbor for that, and finds a recipe for super simple bulgogi, looks through it once, and decides that he's going to make Hertek the best bulgogi he's ever had. Only, that super simple bulgogi isn't that simple. He doesn't know how, but somehow stir-frying beef
turned into him staring at burnt beef on the pan, wallowing in self-pity and the loss of good Korean beef that cost him a little too much. There's really no point in restarting, too. Hertek would be home any time, and there's no time for him to run to the supermarket and get more beef. Maybe he failed to calculate that Hong Sok is a decent cook, while he was anything but that. So much for wanting to do something nice for Hertek Ki-hyung, Shin Won grumbles, as he tosses that failed bulgogi in the trash and scrapes at the bottom of the pan with a sponge. The door unlocks, and Hertek announces the entrance with,
I'm home, Shin Won. Did you miss me?
Usually, Shin Won would be in the living room, and he would stick his tongue out at the older man and say, I was having a good time before you got here, Hyung. And then Hertek would frown jokingly and call him a brat, and whine until he got a hug from the younger. This time, though, Shin Won is too busy washing the dishes to do any of that, and far too dismayed at the fact that he once again failed at the attempt to let Hertek know how much he meant to him. When Hertek doesn't get the usual response from Shin Won, he walks into the kitchen. Shin Won hears a gasp from behind him then.
What is this?
Go Shin Won doing the dishes? I never thought I'd see this day. Shin Won huffs, setting down the pan into the sink. I was trying to make you food, Hyung. It's not like I wanted to do the dishes. There are gentle hands on his shoulder, then Hertek leaning his head against Shin Won's arm. What did you say? You were trying to make me food? The younger man hums quietly, still frustrated. Hertek must have known that he was upset. He reads Shin Won like an open book, after all. And there is a gentle smile on his face as he says, That's so sweet of you, Shin Won. Thank you. It would be sweeter of me if it actually worked, Shin Won only grumbles in response. But the gentle hands on his skin are already making him feel better. Hertek laughs, and he sounds so impossibly endeared. Shin Won's heart aches a little again. He just wants the older man to know that he feels the same amount of adoration for him. It's the effort that matters, Shin Won, Hertek reminds him. I'm already really touched by the fact that you were going to cook for me. Doesn't matter that it didn't work out in the end. That's what Shin Won loves so much about Hertek. He is always just so understanding, so thoughtful. He always knows what to say to Shin Won to make him feel better, even at times when Shin Won doesn't know if he deserves it or not. At that moment, Shin Won feels like his heart is about to burst. He decisively pulls off the rubber gloves he had been wearing, turns around to face Hertek properly, and reaches out to squish Hertek's face between his fingers. I love you, Hyung. Do you know that? Hertek squeaks at that, and makes an incoherent noise. Shin Won lets go of his face to let him talk, And Hyotaek is smiling up at him, so incredibly fond. I know, you brat. I love you too. No, I mean it, Shinwon says seriously. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough to let you know that. I love you a lot. A wide grin blooms on Hyotaek's cheeks. The older man shifts so that he is in Shinwon's arms, the top of his head brushing the tip of Shinwon's nose, and he murmurs, You are doing enough. The older man says the words, right against where Shinwon's heart is, and it's almost like he could feel the impact of every word. Shinwon cups Hyotaek's face so that he is looking right into the eyes of the man. I'm glad to hear that. Hyotaek laughs. They are merely inches apart now, and Shinwon can almost feel Hyotaek's heartbeat against his. Is this why you've been doing all these things lately, so I would know that you love me? Shinwon's heart lurches alive. All this time he had thought that Hyotaek hadn't noticed, that he had only found it a little weird and decided to leave it at that. But he didn't remember that Hyotaek knows him like the back of his hand. Of course he knows why Shinwon had been doing all these. Of course he knows that Shinwon loves him. Why did Shinwon not know that in the first place? He nods, a silent confirmation. Hyotaek beams up at him, and he looks at Shinwon like he is his entire world. Oh, Shinwon-a, you didn't have to do all of that. I know that you love me. You'll always be who I want. You don't need to change anything about yourself. The younger man hides the smile that is threatening to break across his face. He jokes, Well, maybe I like romantic gestures sometimes. Hyotaek squirms away from Shinwon's grip on his face to squish Shinwon's face between his fingers, and finally the younger man smiles. The grin on the older man's face grows even wider. Of course you do. Shinwon raises a hand's grip at Hyotaek's on his face, and their fingers slot together like it's the most natural thing ever. I love you, Hyotaek Hyung. I love you too, Shinwon-a. And at that moment, Shinwon feels like he is complete. He is sure that Hyotaek feels the same, too. The end.